Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good evening. Conversation today with my good friend Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch, speculating about the attractiveness of the democratic socialisms of America, picking up a lot of momentum in big cities that have profound troubles for quite some time. Housing, drugs, law and order, enough for everybody, concentration of young people and despairing people, and an insufficient tax base to sustain the social services the DSA recommends. The city we started with was Portland, where the new mayor, Wilson, acted indifferent to the exit of corporations and the wealthy following announcements of various tax changes that are going to be directed against well-to-do corporations and individuals. Jeff tells me not only is Mayor Wilson indifferent to that, then suddenly worried about it, so is the governor of Oregon. I find this theory of tax the rich is very popular in big cities. New York City, for example. Mayor Mamdani makes it very clear that he wants to find a way to tax the well-to-do, perhaps by where they live, perhaps how many homes they have. It's unclear. I believe other cities, urban centers, are going to turn on similar themes. Senator Bernie Sanders, who is clearly a senior figure in the DSA, is recommending nationalizing artificial intelligence and attendant digital companies. Nationalizing. That's not rejected out of hand by the DSA. I spoke in earnestness to Jeff that I don't know that I'll be around enough in the 21st century to know where this is going, but if I use the analogy, what starts out as radical and trite and indifferent to reality, Marxism or socialism, or the rebellion of the 1960s, turns into orthodoxy and becomes the establishment. And then there's another radical movement ahead. Speculation. The day also turned on conversations in all directions. It is Friday. I enjoyed my conversation with Lorenzo Fiore in northern Italy, where it's very warm. Or more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit this weekend is expected. And in a culture that doesn't air condition, I mean, the atmosphere of Italy is always gorgeous, but they're expecting this very intense heat to hit northern Italy. Not southern, northern Italy. Coming from France, I talked to France earlier in the week, it was very hot there, 100 degrees, 40 degrees centigrade or more. Is it a trend? Is it just climate? Can't tell. Talking to Australia perhaps twice tomorrow. To Sydney and to Western Australia, I believe. And they're expecting, it's winter, but they're expecting an El Nino, which will be dry conditions. Perhaps even a super El Nino. That's a debate now in weather bureaus in North America, in Europe, and in Australia. An El Nino is 2 degrees centigrade above normal in the Pacific. The winds in the east of the Pacific drive waves that warm up the temperature in the central and Pacific, and that turns into El Nino, which is either drier or wetter depending on what continent you're in. The expectation is that this is a El Nino year and that it might be a super El Nino year. Super El Nino would be 2.5 degrees above centigrade above normal, or even 3. They're speculating 3 is possible. That's a super El Nino. To continue that conversation. Other conversation today, Jim McTague was in Washington watching the tourists. He was there for an Army-Navy Club board meeting. He's a member of the board. He reported that the tourists were there in good number, even in the heat. Tourists are arriving in Lancaster as well, benefiting the local economy and certainly making the children happy. They have an amusement park in Lancaster based on the Amish, and they have an amusement park in nearby Hershey, Pennsylvania, based on, I can presume, chocolate. Not sure. And the tourist business in Lancaster keeps the county happy. They have many sources of income in Lancaster County, which is why I watch it. If it's doing well, Pennsylvania's doing well. And if Pennsylvania's doing well, the East Coast is doing well, etc. Watch one small thing and hope it and think it and plan it to attach to larger and larger. I tried to stay away from the war fighting today because there's said to be a ceasefire, but there's not. I talked to Anatole Levin. He's traveling. He's in Uzbekistan. He was not encouraged by the events of these last days, not about the Middle East, but about Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine, Zelensky had a good G7 in France, and then a barrage launched against Moscow, setting refineries and other buildings aflame, spectacular explosions above Moscow's hot cityscape. And Russia promises to retaliate. In other words, the war continues. I wanted to stay away from it, but I had to touch that. Then we talked about the excitement back in labor. Andy Burnham wins his by-election in a constituency that was always disposed to labor. He is the mayor of Greater Manchester. And now he will challenge Mr. Starmer for the premiership. I don't know what the rules are yet. Members of Mr. Starmer's party are urging him to resign. Not so far. It looks like he's digging in number 10, but that can change. That old theory that you've got to make him an offer he can't refuse. So that turmoil is just starting. The turmoil in Washington is obvious. It doesn't even have rules yet. Mr. Trump is under extreme stress. His exhaustion was evident in the trip that he just took to the G7 and then on to Versailles to be feted in the palace by Mr. Macron and returned exhausted. He walks exhausted. He talks exhausted. He talks in contradictory fashion. I saw a clip on an Axiom interview with Mr. Trump when he returned from France. It didn't make any sense. He would say one direction, then he would contradict another direction. Not good. He turned 80 and he's tired. That office wears down anybody, even vigorous young people in their 50s. I hope you enjoyed the show. There's more to it. I tried to stay away from the war fighting. It's not possible. Good night.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.